Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I am Yama. I had a baby-daddy relationship. I spent time in a relationship with a married man. I had to learn the skills and tools required to make my relationships healthy, fulfilling, and loving. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Welcome to the R Spot, the place we come to talk about relationships, all kinds of relationships. I am your facilitator, your host, your guide through this conversation. I am Yamla. So grateful to be here with you today as we delve into a very important conversation, a very important relationship, and that is the relationship you are having with yourself. The relationship you are having with you. Is it an intimate relationship? Is it a loving relationship? Is it a friendship? Is it a frenemieship? You know, so very often in our lives, we're so busy trying to heal or establish or create relationships outside of ourselves that we totally ignore the relationship we're having with ourselves, how we see ourselves, how we hold ourselves, how we think about ourselves, what we believe about ourselves, how we encourage or don't encourage, how we affirm or don't affirm, how we judge or criticize, tear ourselves down. And the challenge here is that it's happening from the inside out. Doesn't happen from the outside. The outside stuff just adds to what we're already doing. But it happens from the inside out. And then what happens as a result of that is that we attract people, circumstances, experiences, situations that validate what it is we're doing to ourselves. And then we get about the business of blaming the outside and never look within. Begin within. Begin within, because that's where it all starts. Here's my first caller. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to the R Spot. We today are looking at the relationship we are having with ourselves. So tell me, who are you and how's your relationship?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Jade. I'm 25 years old and I'm calling from South Jersey. My relationship with myself, I believe that is non-existent. And I believe that because I feel like right now my life is unsettling. I can't seem to find a career that seems to interest me. Once I get a job, I never stay because I feel like sometimes I feel a little off. I'll be there for a year and then leave and then can't decide what to do. I just feel like I'm lost in direction. And I have like a couple of friendships, but I feel like I'm always expecting them to do something for me. And one day I realized like 2 weeks ago, like, why do I keep expecting people to do things for me? That's when I knew that my relationship with myself isn't really well.
So who abandoned you and when did that happen?
Well, my dad wasn't there my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
He was like in and out. He would come like sometimes. I was only raised by my mom.
You mean like how you do jobs?
Yep. Yeah.
There's some time he came in and out. You mean like how you do jobs? Here's the good news, beloved. You're 25.
Yeah.
You don't know. Yeah, you will enter into your 20s, you know, floundering a little bit. My question is, how do you treat yourself and how do you be with yourself as a result of feeling lost in direction or feeling unsettled? How do you treat yourself?
I believe I treat myself well, okay. You know, whenever I feel something, I sit with it and I try to figure out what's causing it. I'm very attentive of like, if there's something feels a little bit off with me, I try to sit with myself and figure out what it is. But I think I treat myself kind. You know, I try to be there for myself as much as possible, but I don't know if that's really it, if I'm actually doing that.
Yeah. So when you wake up in the morning and you think about Jade, what do you think about her?
I think, well, I don't.
Wow.
That's why I don't. I just think about, okay, what can I do today? What needs to be done?
So you're a doer, not a beer. Do you like Jade?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
I do like Jade. I'm just trying to figure out who I am.
At 25, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And I assume I'm going to assess from your conversation that you're not married and you have no children.
No, I'm not married. No children. No.
Well, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Finding yourself. You know, in this society, we want our young people to know who they are and what they want at the age of 18. But we haven't given them permission to have an independent thought. We've told them what to do, what to wear, when they can come, when they can go, who to talk to, who's not to talk to, what to think. And then we send them to college and say, okay, what do you want to be?
Yeah, that's true.
Tell me something you know about Jade and what she wants to be.
Well, I know that I love to write. That's something that seems to interest me. Whenever I have too much going on in my mind, I just find a journal and I just write it all out. Okay. That's what I love to do. I love to write. And I sometimes write poetry.
Okay.
So that's something I love to do.
Okay. And what else do you know about Jade? Tell me about her good qualities.
I'm definitely a kind-hearted person.
What does that mean?
If I'm around somebody and I care for them, I love them, I would show it. I have no problem with showing my care and love. It's never inquisitive.
What else? So Jade loves to write. She's interested in writing. She writes poetry sometimes. She's a kind-hearted person who shares and shows her love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at your age, you are learning yourself. You are learning about yourself. Tell me, okay, so we know she's kind and all of these, kind-hearted, writing, showing care, those are all doing. But in the deep hours of the night, when you're alone with Jade, what are her strengths?
That's a great question. I guess I don't know.
Wow. See, that's how you measure your relationship with yourself, to know your strengths. What are Jade's weaknesses? What are her challenges?
Weaknesses. It used to be trouble with speaking up for myself whenever somebody disrespected me.
Mm.
That was a weakness. Like my tongue would just be in a hat. Like I just would sit there and I realized that gave me anxiety and it made me upset, angry at sometimes because if I'll say that I'm going to do something and I'll start it but never finish. So I have a problem with finishing things.
Commitment,
yes.
Completion. And it's interesting because doing things comes from our masculine side. So doing things to completion is a masculine, because feminine is being, you know, how you feel. Doing is masculine. And when you say that your dad was in and out, he didn't complete his commitment to you. So that's just a trait that you've inherited, or a trait that you've picked up watching the masculine energies in your life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So at your age, your relationship with yourself really wouldn't be that strong, because you're still getting to know yourself. You're still getting to know yourself.
Okay.
You do have a relationship with yourself. That may not be strong yet. And that relationship really is about you putting Jade first. She is your first consideration. Understanding what her values are, understanding what her strengths are, her weaknesses are, understanding, you know, what it is that she really desires. If you love to write, why don't you write? What would that writing look like? Because Jade likes that. She's probably good at it. She wants to do it. So how can you support her in getting that skill, that gift, that talent?
I honestly feel like it's fear that's holding me back from wanting to do those things.
Instead of trying to get a degree, let her focus on what it is that she likes. Because when you have a good relationship with yourself, you find your genius zone. Your genius zone is that thing that you're good at, that thing that you love, that thing that rises you above everything and everybody else. And then you focus there. And again, you're 25. You don't know yourself like a 40-year-old would know themselves.
Right.
Because you're still learning that. But when you come in saying my relationship is non-existent, my life is unsettled, I don't have no direction. Well, because you're not paying attention to what Jade is good at.
Okay.
Give her a break. You know, she's kind and she's tamed the evil lip monster that used to take control of her tongue. Got to watch that evil lip monster. You know, it'll jump on your tongue and just wag it all over town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know Jade's favorite color? Do you know her favorite food? Do you know what makes her weep? Do you know what makes her laugh?
Yeah, I know all of those things.
Okay, so why do you think you don't have a good relationship with yourself, Miss 25-year-old?
I don't know, because I guess the way I show up in my friendships and in my last relationship, I was expecting too much of the person. I feel like that was like me, you know, not being there for myself.
You're probably expecting too much of yourself at 25.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off.
You've given yourself permission not to have kids, not to be attached or deeply committed in a relationship right now. This is your time. You know, there's a song by, what's her name? Kelly. I can't remember her last name. See, that's what you have to look forward to, Miss 25-year-old, losing your memory. But I know that about myself, okay? It's my time to shine, you know, learning the different aspects of you, learning your diva, learning your princess, learning your medicine woman, learning your, you know, the queen, the hag, you know, different aspects of you, knowing all of those things about you. It doesn't mean that you'll always like you or get along with you, but you love you. You don't put yourself in harm's way.
Yeah.
And you may have, I heard you say that when something is pressing you, that you sit down and you write about it or you process yourself through it. That's how you deal with conflict. When you're in a relationship with somebody else, you deal with conflict. You sit down and you talk about it. I talk to myself. You put it in the journal. So, you know, pick your point.
Right.
Give yourself a break. And this thing about expecting too much of people in relationships, there's a distinction between expecting too much and attracting people who can't give you what you desire. I think you might be on the latter portion because of some unresolved stuff with daddy. You may be attracting close or intimate relationships with people who continue to disappoint you the way he did.
Okay.
Have you resolved that stuff with him yet?
No, because it never really bothered me when I was a kid when he wasn't there.
Oh, that's what you think.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, I never missed him when he wasn't there. But when he would come, it would be, you know, I would like to see him. But if he would leave, it didn't, like, I don't, like I don't really, like, remember it bothering me.
Well, because children are very adaptable. But it's not the conscious mind that we're concerned about when we look at your relationship with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is going to mirror the relationships you experience between birth and five. That's what it's going to mirror. Because that's how you learn. So you're telling me in and out, you're in and out of job. You didn't know where he was or what he was doing. Well, your life is unsettled and you don't have no direction. That's a mirror, beloved. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense, yes.
So what I would encourage you to do moving forward is, again, give yourself the opportunity to let go of the fact that you're 25 and you feel unsettled, or the fact that you may not have any direction. But think about the things that Jade is good at and focus there. What do you think a good relationship with yourself would look like? What would that look like? And how would it feel?
I guess just showing up for myself, just being there for myself and catering to myself, learning how to love myself. I'm hoping for it to feel good, you know, feel peace, because that's what I've been wanting lately, is to feel peace within myself and my life.
Well, I want to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
I told you it's okay.
Okay.
Sometimes as children, when we have a very deep hurt or a deep break, because we don't have the cognitive development, the intellectual development to deal with it, what we do is we kind of leave home, meaning we leave our heart, we leave our thoughts, we leave our feelings. We just become what I call neck down dead. And we know how to do, and we go through the motions, but we're just not present. The best way for you to have a relationship with yourself is to just be present. Get in your body and feel what you feel. It makes me nervous that you say it didn't really bother you that your dad wasn't there. That bothered. That makes me nervous because that tells me nobody's home. There is no daughter that doesn't want her daddy. There just isn't. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
Your soul is going to look for both sides of your experience, both sides of your expression. And in order to have a good relationship with yourself, you want to know those things. Not daddy wasn't here and he left me and blah, blah, blah. But who is my father as a man? And who is my mother as a woman? And how do those things impact Jade? Oh, Jade doesn't speak up just like her mom. Or Jade doesn't complete things. It's like, okay, so what does Jade need to do today to live beyond those things? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Those are the things that you want to learn about yourself so that you can find your genius zone that's yours, that overrides some of the programming that you inherited, and really be present with who you are today. You've got some time, but never again say you don't have a relationship with yourself simply because you don't know what career you want. Let's take floundering and make it discovery. How's my relationship with myself? Well, I'm discovering all of who I am, what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, what I like, what I don't like, what strengthens me, you know, and why I attract these people that can't give me what I think it is I need. And do I really need it from them? And how can I give it to myself so I don't have to depend on anybody? You don't go into relationships like you need a transmission. You go into a relationship to, you know, put some more spark plugs in the one that what you already have. Young. Oh, poor thing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Miss Jade. Take your time, learn who you are, and you'll see that relationship will deepen. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I think that we push our young people too fast. At 25, she thinks she's lost when she really is just learning herself. She's growing that relationship with herself. Growing and not even aware that, and I could be wrong. You know, I'm always willing to be wrong, but I think there's a severe disconnect going on there. Anytime a daughter doesn't care that her daddy wasn't there, that says that there's some uncovered stuff and it'll show up in our relationships. And just to know how it felt as little Jade, not to have daddy there, to have daddy come and go. And this is for anybody, you know, where is that feeling? Where are those thoughts and how are they showing up in your life today? It seems to me for my last guest, it's showing up in her way that she earns her living or the way that she provides for herself in and out of jobs, not settled, which is a direct reflection of her relationship with daddy. And it's going to impact her relationship with herself. So it's important that we understand, not get stuck in, not dwell upon, but that we understand, what did I see from the masculine side and the feminine side, from father, mother, or feminine caregiver, masculine caregiver, as a little person? Because that is going to influence our relationship with ourselves. Listen, we've got more to talk about. Let's see what my next caller has to say. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to the R Spot. Today, we're talking about your relationship with yourself. So how is your relationship with you going?
I'm doing good. The other day when I saw you posted your video about relationship with yourself, it got me thinking. At first I was like, yeah, my relationship is really good, actually. And then the more you talked and the more I thought about it, I'm like, actually, maybe not so good as I thought. So I would have to say, it definitely got me thinking more and kind of feeling that I feel like really disconnected from that relationship with myself lately, and just kind of going through the motions and kind of feeling lost in a way.
Tell me about the disconnect. How are you experiencing that?
I feel disconnected, I guess, from showing a part of myself to the world. Like when I go out and actually have to do things and be in front of people, I guess I feel like I'm putting on this happy face.
Mm.
And that's not really how I'm feeling on the inside.
So in terms of your relationship with yourself, what that says is that you honor or acknowledge your feelings, because you don't have to walk around. I mean, if you wake up one day feeling ugly, that don't mean you knock your teeth out and you go outside with your hair uncombed. It just means that you have to honor what's going on inside of you. That is one way that you can work and grow a good relationship with yourself. That's often a hidden message that you may have received as a little person, that my feelings don't matter.
That was one of the things I was thinking of too, is I feel very unheard sometimes.
Okay.
So that's funny you say that, because I feel like, sometimes it's my voice just gets...
Is that what you experienced as a little person? Your voice got overlooked?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. My parents were going through a lot of things growing up, I think. And I don't think they realized how that affected us when we were little, me and my brother. Yeah, it would often be very loud in the house, but not our voices. It was.
So if I were to say to you, in your relationship with yourself today, how you see yourself, how you hold yourself, what you feel about yourself, if I were to say to you, my voice matters, repeat that for me, my voice matters.
My voice matters.
Do you believe that?
I do. I guess I just have become more guarded with my voice. Yeah, like who deserves to hear what I have to say?
You judge what you have to say.
Yeah.
If it's right, wrong, or indifferent. So that's not going to grow a good relationship with you. Self-judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that right after this break.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation.
They're going to turn on me. I'm saying the wrong thing. That's self-judgment. Do you know your inner critic? And what is your critic's favorite line to you? Do you know that?
I mean, the first thing that popped up was that you're not good enough.
Not good enough. Yep, that's the critic.
Yeah, you're not good enough. Yeah.
And therefore, you're going to do it wrong. Does that sound going to do the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Say the wrong thing?
Right, right. I've turned to music to kind of be my own voice. Like I feel like that's my therapy for being able to say what I want to say, how I want to say it.
So what's your favorite song today?
You know, it just came out, actually. I don't know if you know Chloe and Haley.
Yeah.
The duo. Haley just put out a new song called In Your Hands.
What do you like about that song?
What I took from it was she sang, in your hands, you know, you have the whole world in your hands with me in it is how it goes. Like, with me, you can do anything.
Okay, so that means your voice is in your hands. That means your feelings are in your hands. That means what you say is in your hands. That means you don't have to worry about what somebody else is going to think or say about what you do and whether it's good enough or not good enough. It's in your hands.
Right.
As you deepen your relationship with yourself, those are the things that you want to remember, because it feels to me, and I could be very wrong, that you're not current with yourself. Mm-hmm. You're still dealing with yourself as the little person whose voice didn't matter, whose feelings didn't matter, who had to hide their feelings because there was a lot of noise going on. There's a lot of noise in the world today. So, you know, that's get triggered up really, really easy.
I mean, a few years ago, I felt so different. There's been just a lot of life changes.
Somebody broke your heart. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. That would be accurate.
Yeah, somebody broke your heart. And now you all down on yourself. What did you learn from that heartbreak?
The main thing that I learned was I kept giving a lot and not receiving the same back.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be more careful with not just, you know, keep giving and giving and giving when you're not getting barely anything back.
Okay, so listen, when you have a good relationship with yourself, you take stuff like that and you turn it around. You don't make yourself wrong for it. A good relationship with yourself means you always gonna win. So first of all, that person, it's their loss. It's their loss. Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't see how wonderful and marvelous and precious I am? Okay. Sorry for you, stupid. No, you're not saying that. But you turned around, okay? So you squandered your resources. Write that down. Okay, I have to be mindful not to squander your resources. Get the awareness for you. And then you can't do that if you're looking at what the other person did. All right, let me work on that.
Right.
When you're growing a better relationship with yourself, you take everything that happens and use it as fuel in your tank. And if you're always looking at the other person, you're going to get drained. I gave and they didn't give. Why didn't they give me back? So, no. Mm. Okay. I have a tendency to give too much. Why am I giving too much? What was I give? Was I giving to get? Or am I just a giving person? If I'm just a giving person, well, what the hell? It doesn't matter what I get back.
Right.
When you were giving all of this, what were you going for? What were you going for?
Love.
Okay, so you think that love is about giving and getting. Oh, that's a good message. I have a belief that I have to give something in order to get love. Let me work on that. Let me work on that. To give anything to get love, because I am love. Love is in my hands. Ain't that what Chloe said, or Haley, or whoever said it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Love is in my hands. So I don't have to give to get. What else were you going for? Were you trying to prove your worth, prove your value?
A little bit of that.
So what does that tell you? You're growing your relationship with yourself. Okay, I may have to look at my self-worth. I may have to look at my self-value and why I think I have to prove my worth and value to other people. Let me look at that. That's how you build your relationship with yourself. And let's get clear about what value and worth are, okay? How you hold yourself within yourself, how you hold yourself, how you think about yourself, what you believe about yourself within yourself. So if we're functioning from the place of, I'm not good enough, well, we're going to have some value issues. That's what your inner critic is saying. See, if you were good enough, they would be giving you back what you're giving them. If you were good enough, then you would be feeling better. If you were good enough, you wouldn't have to prove. You got to prove who. That's the inner critic. Tell that puppy to sit down and shut up.
Right.
Self-value has nothing to do with anyone else. But what self-value does is it determines your self-worth. Now, self-worth is how you hold yourself within yourself and what you expect from others as a result of how you're holding yourself within yourself. So if you're holding yourself as, I'm not good enough, then you're going to expect people to demand more, require more, request more, so that you can prove your value to them. And that's where the giving more than you're getting comes from. I got to prove my value. So I got to give in order to get love. I got to prove that I am enough. I got to prove that I'm worthy of their love, their time, their energy, their attention. Yeah. So self-value and self-worth. Oh boy, imagine you would have never learned those things about yourself if you hadn't had your heart broken.
Yeah.
You don't sound impressed.
I mean, I definitely can relate to all of that. It all clicks and makes sense. I guess I'm still working on that, or still trying to let that soak in, because I feel like I'm a confident person, or like I do feel like I'm proud of myself in certain aspects, and I'm happy with the way I look and carry myself, but yeah, at the same time, it's still a little wobbly, I guess. I'm still getting to learn who I am, and that inner relationship, I guess, with myself. And
well, we all are. I'm twice your age, and it's back and forth with me sometimes. But I find it interesting that you thought your relationship with yourself was fine, and then you heard something that made you question it, and yet you say you're confident. You may hear things, you say, oh, okay, let me see how that applies to me, but not let it destroy your whole relationship with yourself because of something you heard.
Right.
You want to start with self-awareness. Here's some awarenesses that you brought forth that I want to encourage you to hold on to and maybe investigate a little more, okay? You have an inner critic that's going to make you think you're not good enough. So even though you like the way you look, that's external. How does it feel when you're walking down the street? Or how does it feel when you, like, as you said, you're speaking out in front of people? If you're confident, not just in your looks, but in who you are. And that's self-awareness. Mm. Who are you? Who are you in the late night hours when nobody's around? Who are you when you first wake up in the morning and your breath stinks? Who are you then? Do you like that person? Are you okay with that person? Because it's not about what the world thinks. It's about what you think. When you stand naked in front of the mirror and you look at yourself, do you say, oh my God, I need some help.
Or do you say, all right, we're going to work on this? That belly is looking a little strange there. The butt is jiggling a little too much. That's you build your relationship with yourself. See, I take off my clothes and stand in the mirror. I bust out laughing. Like, oh, God, what are you doing down there? Get up. But I don't let that stop me from sharing my voice or going for what I want or, you know, standing firmly in who I am. And if you find something that's a little shaky, don't beat yourself up about it. What do I need to do to strengthen this? What do I need to do to stop myself from giving more than I need, want, or desire? What do I need to do when I'm dressing nice or speaking out or not speaking out? Because the belief is, the criticism is, I'm not good enough. Self-awareness, because you cannot build a relationship with somebody you don't know.
Right. Mm.
What sets you off? Do you know that? What will make you act like a total plum fool? Do you know what that is?
I don't.
You need to know that. That way, when it happens, you can guard yourself.
Okay.
Do you know what makes you weep? What will make you weep no matter who's in the room? Do you know that?
Not really. No.
You need to know that. See, for me, it's abuse of children. When I see children being treated badly, first thing I'm going to do is oops, and then I'm going to weep because I was treated bad. And so it triggers that for me.
I see what you mean. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that would be for sure one of them.
And you know what else makes me weep? When I can't find Law and Order on. I just want to weep. I can't find the episode of the original Law and Order. I can't just in a moment because it was just not on anywhere. It was terrible. And if you believe that you have a good relationship with you, don't let anybody change that. When something comes up and you say, oh, okay, well, let me investigate that. All right. I don't know what makes me. I don't know what's going to set me off. Oh, okay. Let me pay attention. Let me just pay attention.
Yeah. I like that. For sure.
Finally, here's one way that you can really have a relationship, grow a relationship, and deepen your relationship with yourself. And that is, what is your vision for your life? What is your vision for your life? And what is being required of you to manifest that vision? Because that's going to show you your strengths, your weaknesses. It's going to bring up the judge, the critic. And you just want to be aware of these things. And then you know how to work through them, with them, around them, over them, listening to your voice as you pursue your vision.
Yeah, I love that.
Do you know who you want to be at 50? You got 14 years, 16.
yes, I do. I guess it's constantly changing, like where I thought I would be at my age now.
But I would be a nurse all my life. And I'm not a nurse. I don't get to wear a white uniform because nurses don't even wear white uniforms anymore. But okay, so the vision shifted, but the ultimate experience hasn't. I'm still doing healing work, just in another level.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Self-awareness, self-value, self-worth, understanding how that critic talks to you, and really moving towards your vision. A little bit at a time, day by day, allowing the vision to pull you forward. That's how you're going to deepen your relationship with yourself. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye-bye. If I had to give five pillars or five steps toward developing a relationship with yourself, they would be this. Come on, write this down. Number one, self-respect. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt and know that you are worthy of your own time, energy, resources. That's number one, self-respect. Number two, self value, how you see yourself and hold yourself within yourself, what you think about yourself, what you feel about yourself, what you believe about yourself, being on the lookout always for that inner judge and that inner critic that's going to tell you you're not enough, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough. Tell them things to shut the hell up. Go somewhere and sit down and really build your self-value, because your self-value leads to your self-worth. How you see yourself and hold yourself within yourself, that determines what you expect from other people. And so very often we have low self-value, but we're demanding, requesting, requiring big things from the world, from other people, but we don't even value ourselves enough to know that we're worthy of having it. Self-respect, self-value, self-worth. Did I say that? Self-respect, self-value, self-worth, self-awareness. Hello? You got to know you're ugly, know you're pretty, know you're crazy. You got to know all of them things about yourself and how they impact your value, your worth, and your respect. All right? So self-awareness. You may even want to put that first. Self-awareness. Do you value yourself? Or do you value everything and everyone other than you?
I hope that you know something now that you didn't know when you tuned in. And until we meet again, stay in peace and not pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.